for calling customer support. This is Shanti. How may I help you?
I purchased an item from you all, and it's not worth keeping.
All right, may I have your zip code?
35215.
Your first and last name, please.
Levy, L-E-A-V-Y.
L-E-A-D-Y.
V as in victory. L-E-A-V-Y.
Okay. Thank you for that. And for security reasons, may you please verify the address on that account?
1100 Aspen Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Thank you for that. I see that your account was canceled and refunded, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Your account was canceled and refunded.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, you called on December 29th with concern about the charges and agreed to a refund. Then you called on the 7th with question about charging the watch. But your account is already canceled and refunded.
Oh. She must have did it last night. Because the only reason I called last night is because we didn't know how to charge it. Because didn't no charger come with the smartwatch. So she explained to me you take off the little band and hook it into a USB port. So we did that. And then I said I'll call back today if we really want to. But okay, so... do you see how much that refund is? Because I thought I was going to be charged for the earpod.
It's a $14 refund for the Best Choice products, and it's a $10.48 refund for the mini pods. So you got a refund for the warranty and the mini pods.
That's right. Okay.
But the watch. Yes, not the watch.
Not the watch, but you canceling that, right?
You want me to cancel it?
Yeah, I don't. That watch, it's not worth keeping.
Even if I got you a 35% discount on the end of trial price?
No, ma'am. It's just sorry. It really is.
Okay, I had to lose as a customer. I can offer a 50% discount on the end of trial price.
No, ma'am.
Okay, since all sales were declined, you have to return the watch and then and you can keep the keto and the earbuds. So I can't.
I don't have no keto. I don't. What are you talking about? I only have the earbuds.
I meant to say earbuds, ma'am. But you have to send the watch back. Yes.
Okay, well, somebody going to send me an RMA number?
Yes, I'm about to give you one. There's a $9.95 restocking fee subtract from the amount you are refunding.
No, ma'am.
There's a
$9.95.
No, ma'am. There's a $9.95 restocking fee. So, I'm about to give you an RMA number. That's going to be subtracted from your refund, ma'am. So, I'm going to give you an RMA number. You will get 50% now and 50% whenever they receive the watch.
50% of how much? What? How much are you talking about right now?
Because the end of trial
50%
price
of what?
The end of trial price is $59.95.
All right. Now this wasn't explained to me when I purchased this. Nobody mentioned no $10 fee for that. I'm. Okay, so you're going to do $59.95 minus $9.95. Okay, so that make it relative to $49.95. And then you're going to send half of that back and then half when the watch come back. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
And y'all really getting business doing this? This is crazy. I'm not paying. No $9.95 restocking fee.
Well, that's what,
that's
when
ridiculous.
I give you the refund, ma'am, the 995 automatically gonna be taken from the refund.
So what I'm, okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear. Keep the watch, I'm charged $60. Returning the watch, I had already paid $6.95, right? $6.95.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I'm about to pay $9.95. Okay. That's 10. Okay, so that's $17.90 that I'm just gonna give to y'all.
No, you're gonna get, it's gonna be, I'm gonna give you 25. You're gonna get 25 when you return a watch. You're gonna get 25 now, 25 when they return a watch.
That's, ma'am, that's still giving y'all $9.95 plus $6.95. I already paid $6.95.
Okay, well, ma'am, there is a restocking fee. Like I said, you could have just did a 50% refund. You would have never had a restocking fee or anything like that. You just got a 50% refund. But you didn't want to do that. You want to send the watch back, so you will send the watch back, and it will be a restocking fee. There's nothing else I can do.
Excuse me. Let me talk to somebody else.
Well,
I'm not feeling good spirit from you. I'm just a consumer. And so all I need you to do is slow it down a little bit and give me my option, because I just said that what is not worth keeping. You're the one who just told me to send it back. So if I keep the watch, then what's the price on it?
You only get you get 50% off the end of trial price, yes.
Okay. So if I keep the watch, I'm paying the $25 for the watch plus the $6.95 that I've already paid.
Yes, if you keep the watch, you're paying $19.
Okay. All right. So therefore, if I keep the watch, you'll refund me the $25. And I don't have a stocking fee. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Then go ahead and do that, because that's going to be, I'm looking for the best options for me. Y'all, I didn't even try to get this. I was just going on there trying to find Spectrum and how to return an item. This popped up in there, and I couldn't move any further. So that's why, if you had noticed, as soon as that was ordered, which I wasn't expecting it to be ordered, I called right back within 30 seconds. You should see a call. And that's how I got some certificate or a warranty off of it. And then she gave me something off the app, EarPods.
Yes.
I just don't want to be scammed, okay? Please, because that's my credit card y'all working with. I just don't want that. And you shouldn't want that either. So what I'm hearing is today I can see a $25 credit on my credit card. Have you put that in yet?
Yes. Your account is canceled, ma'am. You have a refund. You'll get a refund in 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer support.
So, do I keep the watch?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. I hope you have a better day.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.